The post's been vacant since February when John Mai was hired and then quit after 4 days. The authority then went through a long headhunting process before the quest was winnowed down to veteran engineer Russell Stoll. He takes over a position which has had significant power whittled away since he doesn't have the control over finances held by his predecessors, while maintaining control over the actual flow of water. The authority has a long history of political intrigue, while the new executive director says he isn't political. Stoll says the water system is in fairly good shape.
As well as anybody can, I believe I do. I've had over 7 years of experience with it. We have some great people that work for us, great workforce, and some great professionals that we hired very recently. Together, we're going to tackle these challenges.
The authority is spending a lot of money to ease challenges, especially the problem of water pipes blowing up. This year, the system is spending $41 million in improvements, particularly replacing 5 to 7 miles of major water lines. In the next 5 years, the authority plans to spend $200 million, with Stoll saying the public will see almost none of that because it's underground. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.